When we're searching for the right word to say, or we don't know what to say or how to say something, this happens.
Among those uttering the ums and uhs there were President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Woody Allen, and Meryl Streep.
And it turns out that some people are more apt to say others lean more on Some years back, a linguist made an observation about that.
Men use more than women do. Women use more than men do.
That's Mark Liberman of the University of Pennsylvania. He discovered the and correlation by analyzing thousands of transcribed telephone conversations. He adds that ums go by the wayside as we mature.
As everybody grows older, they use more and less.
Since Liberman made his original observations, others have dug into the data, and he wrote in his Language Log blog last week that they've confirmed and amplified what he found.
He points out that making sense of this gender divide on verbal fillers isn't easy.
One explanation would be that it's just a gender marker, gender identity marker, like, you know, wearing makeup or something like that. It's also possible that there's something a little bit deeper going on. Maybe have slightly different functions.
For instance, maybe those who are more likely to say are searching for what to say.
And the others are trying to figure out how to say it.
And the findings also show a sort of verbal compromise.
When men and women talk to each other, males use less and females use more.
So, there you have it, Melissa.
Yeah.